Well, it's starting to feel a lot like spring now. That means spring produce will soon be in season across the state. I'm Mike Davis, and I'm talking with South Carolina Commissioner of Agriculture, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, how are things looking to you right now?
Well, you're right. It is starting to look and feel like spring, and the downside of that's the pollen.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Everything I own has this slight hint of yellow anyway, yeah, you're right. It's time to think about planting and or moving along with some crops already in the ground, like strawberries. So let's see where we are. I tell you, we look at the census data that we talked about a couple of weeks ago,
right?
And you see some trends moving toward more acreage in vegetables, and you know, we take that as a sign that maybe some of the certified South Carolina grown promotions that we're doing, people are taking a look to either diversify their crop mix or put more focus on it. So that's a could be a positive trend. But a few of them stand out especially.
Let's take a look at those. Of course, strawberries, understand a few producers are already picking.
Yeah, we were in, last month, in Charleston at Seawee, and there was a farmer from Berkeley County, and not far from me, who had strawberries there for the cooking demonstration, and that was real exciting to see. Of course, I think he had them under, you know, hoop houses to extend the season.
Right.
But they're a bright spot, but one that doesn't get a lot of attention, but does remind us of some history, and that's asparagus. Because years ago, over in, I think it was Edgefield and Saluda counties and that part, maybe some over in the PD, South Carolina was the asparagus capital of the world. So maybe the spears are coming back. And because we added just about three times the acreage of it since 2017. So that's just something we'll watch.
I'm doing my part to support that market, Commissioner. I just want you to know.
So, good deal. We need more like you.
Well, I'll keep it
know,
up.
And, of course, some of our winter vegetables are already coming in, whether it's onions will be soon, and then root vegetables. Had a great presentation on rutabagas also down at Seawee. Last year, the chef was promoting them as an alternative to potatoes, so that was interesting. Back to strawberries, you know, later this month or in April, some of the U-Pick bombs will really get going, so
right.
Folks ought to look on the website and find out where they can go and get an update as to who's open and ready for picking.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, it is. It's getting to be that time of year again. People are going to start getting out of the house and looking for those strawberries. I mean, and I'm among them. What are some of the pressures that you're seeing right now?
Well, as always in the spring, we think about our crops that begin to bloom, whether it's a peach tree or even blueberry bushes and things like that. That we get some weather event that throws us a curve. Like peach farmers, I'm glad Easter is early. We always watch the calendar for Easter, and even though it's only a couple of 3 weeks away.
Right.
When we get past that, we think we're in the clear, but that's not necessarily the case. So
right.
That's always the concern. You know, we're always watching the weather. Of course, it's we think we've gotten the chill hours for most of those crops, and that's the first part. Mm-hmm. But then watching the temperatures into early April is always the issue, I guess.
And that affects, of course, not only peaches, but blueberries, and there's some other fruits out there that can really take it on the chin from a late frost.
That's exactly right. That's why, you know, farming's somewhat of an art, a lot of science, a lot of partnership with the good Lord above. So all of the above, hopefully, we're going to have a great spring and a bountiful crop. And summertime will be while we enjoy living in South Carolina. We'll have plenty of options for fresh fruit and vegetables.
We've had a lot of rain lately. I know that a lot of fields are really wet. Looks like we're going to get some drying out this week. Have you heard anything from farmers about field conditions?
Well, just that, you know, it is March and it's time to plant corn. And farmers are getting a little antsy that one rain after another. I know in my part of the world I've gotten nearly 5 inches in the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Charleston County got almost 5 inches in one day on Saturday. So, yes, that's going to slow us down a little bit. But, again, with the temperatures warming up, the breezes blowing and drying things out, and the trees starting to put out that moisture will get absorbed pretty quickly.
All right. Well, we'll hope for some dry weather for a while and be able to get those tractors out there, and let's get some corn in the ground, and I'm sure we'll be talking about that very, very soon. We have been talking with Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.